poll, Republicans leads Democrats in generic congressional ballot heading into 2022. By Jacob Bliss on November 24, 2021. Likely general election voters favor Republicans over Democrats in a generic congressional ballot heading into next year, according to a recent poll from McLaughlin and Associates. 48% of the likely general election voters said they were voting for a Republican on the generic election ballot. This is compared to 44% of respondents who would vote for a Democrat. There were also 8% who were undecided. The poll also found that 40% of the independent likely general election voters would vote for the Republican, while only 36% said Democrat. 24% of independents said they were undecided. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, was also very unpopular with the respondents. 58% of the respondents said they found Pelosi unfavorable, while only 34% found her favorable. 50% said they found her very unfavorable. Broken down by party, 91% of the Republicans were unfavorable of Pelosi, while 66% of the Democrats were favorable of Pelosi. However, when independents were asked, only 28% said they found her favorable, while a majority, 64%, found her unfavorable. The McLaughlin & Associates poll was taken from November 11 to 16, where it surveyed 1,000 likely general election voters. There was no margin of error given. However, 36% of the poll respondents were Republican, 36% were Democrat, and 27% were independent or other. At the time, Democrats have been struggling to find candidates to run for office, in addition to having many members announce that they would be leaving the House after their current term. There have been 17 Democrats to announce they are abandoning the House, either retiring or by running for a different office such as the Senate, or for a position at the local or state level. While there are rumored to be more Democrats with big announcements in the coming months, longtime Vermont Democrat Representative Peter Welch was the latest to announce he is running for the Senate in hopes of replacing outgoing Senator Patrick Leahy, DVD, who announced he was not seeking re-election. Democrats also are facing tough redistricting battles in some states. Politico outlined in September that House Democrats have spent their last two elections, 2018 and 2020, bragging about unseating members in red districts that became competitive instead of preparing for the future. Now, Republicans are about to make many of those targets disappear from the battlefield entirely, Politico said. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.